On Tuesday, Prince Edward County Council voted to make further submissions to the Ford government regarding its new Provincial Planning Statement, PPS, which would permit a large number of new residential severances on prime agricultural land. The submissions will ask the provincial government to remove prime agricultural land as a category of consideration for residential development. It will also call for the creation of a framework for needed housing and development while ensuring the long-term success and viability of the agricultural sector. John Thompson, president of the Prince Edward Federation of Agriculture, in delivering a joint statement on behalf of Ontario's farm leaders, spoke of the dangers that the new PPS could bring to the agricultural sector, as well as later opining on its threat to the county's water table.
Residential lot statement in agricultural areas has long been controversial, and the detrimental impacts for agriculture are well demonstrated, including fragmentation of the agricultural base, increased conflicts between neighboring land uses, risk of inflating farmland prices, and increasing costs to municipalities. In addition, we have significant concerns regarding the speculative investment that this proposal will drive, resulting in farmland values that make farming even more unattainable for the next generation. Any policies that might open land for speculative purchase and investment needs to be discouraged. Another issue that comes to my mind, an issue of the safety of wells and septic systems, that they need land space. And, you know, in the county, a lot of the wells are really challenged. That's why the water trucks are delivering water all summer. So that could be a concern everywhere, but maybe more so in the county where a lot of the land is, some of the land anyway, is shallow.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.